Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio. A new week. Today is a Monday, November 15th. Always like to do a proof of life, so you know I'm here, live, not Memorex. And I got to tell you, this country is in so much trouble. U.S. Army surgeon is removed from her job after reporting of pilot vaccine injuries. A senior U.S. Army surgeon has been taken off her job. U.S. Army surgeon taken off her job. Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, brigade surgeon for the 1st Aviation Brigade, Fort Rucker, Alabama, said, "In one morning, I had to ground 3 out of 3 pilots due to vaccine injuries." She made her comments during a panel discussion in Washington, D.C., hosted by Senator Ron Johnson. Testifying under the Military Whistleblower Protection Act, Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long told the Wisconsin Republican senator at the event that she grounded vaccinated pilots to monitor symptoms of myocarditis, I believe I'm pronouncing it right now, including chronic fatigue that could cause them to die of a heart failure in midair. "I made numerous efforts to get senior medical leaders to the very least inform soldiers of this risk. My concerns were ignored." The colonel and aviation safety officer said she decided to speak up after the CDC announced in June an emergency meeting to discuss higher than expected myocarditis in 16 to 24-year-olds. Despite that announcement, the military didn't even pause their vaccination efforts to rush out the Pfizer and Moderna shots. I mean, something's wrong, folks. The death count is going up all over the world. In all the countries that are most vaccinated, people are dropping dead like flies. And they're dropping dead suddenly. All the very things that, sadly, I'm sorry to report, I said were going to happen. It's happening. And here's an article that proves it. Internet users have unearthed a disconcerting trend that appears to show a rise in sudden deaths correlating with the COVID-19 vaccine. Evidently, the term, quote, "died suddenly," unquote, has seen a dramatic rise in popularity in recent months, which could be attributed to users researching the term or the term being more widely used on web pages. "Died suddenly" is a common phrase these days. "I don't recall that back in 2020, said Dr. Sunil Jain. The disturbing trend could be observed by using Google's news search and trends tool, which allows internet users to see the popularity of web searches and terms. The trend prompted Google users to undertake their own investigations, done simply by typing the term "died suddenly" on Google News. And alarmingly, the search brings up a long and worrisome list of people who have recently died suddenly, mostly unexpected or unexplained causes. Often the deaths are attributed to pulmonary or coronary issues, both of which arise as side effects of the mRNA jabs. And then died suddenly. 75 fully vaccinated athletes suddenly died in the last 5 months. Type in "suddenly died." It's crazy. Died suddenly or suddenly died. It's a scary thing, but believed to be correlated to the introduction of the COVID-19 vaccines and imposition of vaccine mandates. Data compiled across several counties by a YouTube video producer showed a sharp rise in deaths just as the experimental vaccines were rolled out. And there's an uptick in articles concerning people who died suddenly following COVID-19 injections. Here are just a few "died suddenly" articles from this year. Cardiologist who vowed not to cry for unvaccinated deaths dies in his sleep 2 weeks after his third jab. popular Indian actor who died suddenly of a heart attack had taken the COVID vaccine. Radio legend dies suddenly 2 months after the second COVID jab. Healthy athletes suddenly fall ill, die after forced COVID injection, and the media silent. Vax-obsessed medical student dies suddenly weeks after second COVID jab. Over the past week, five Republican lawmakers have died suddenly. Wow. Even the Republicans are dumb. I mean, dumb as a doorknob. If you believed the government from day one that this was good for you, you're dumb as a doorknob. I think 90% of all the people who were gullible enough to take this are Democrats. And right away, they believe the government. If they believe the government, 90% are Democrats. But if you took the vaccine because you're a smart person and you were scared and you knew it's dangerous, but you just did it and hoped for the best, prayed for the best for you because you wanted to keep your job and your mortgage, then you're not dumb, you're smart. But you were forced to do it or you'd lose your job. And I feel so bad for you. But those are Republicans. I'll bet you 90% of them are Republicans. All the people that work for a living that were forced to take the jab, because Biden has no rules for people on welfare or food stamps or Obamacare or Medicaid. None of them. There are no rules that if you don't take the vax, the jab, you lose your government aid. No, nothing like that's ever happened. They don't care. If you're on welfare, you get to keep it forever. Vaccinated, unvaccinated, it doesn't matter. But if you work for a living, he wants you to be mandated, forced by government, by gunpoint, to take that jab. Or lose your life, lose your job, lose your mortgage, lose everything, lose your kids in college. So I think this vaccine is affecting everyone, Republican and Democrat, white and black, you know, Jewish and Christian. Everybody's affected, but the people taking it are very different, deeply divided. I think about half of them are taking it because they're liberals and they believe anything government and the moron Biden tells them, they're that stupid. And then there's a certain percent that are Republicans, and they believe Trump when he said it was a great vaccine. You know how much I love Trump, how much I support Trump, how much I think Trump's great. Not when it comes to the vaccine. Big mistake on his part. Very naive. Very naive to believe the doctors. The very doctors who told him this vaccine is great and it saved millions, those same doctors are the ones who forced everyone to get the vaccine. They lied to Trump about everything else. Why would you believe him here? Fauci's lied about everything. Fauci's an evil disaster. Fauci's a dog killer, a dog torturer. Why would anybody listen to a dog torturer? Crazy. You know, the beagles that were involved in his experiments. That literally were little beagle puppies, and they stuck their head in some sort of a glass cage, and the rest of their body, they paralyzed it with a drug, so they couldn't move, and then they unleashed little flies, that sand flies, that eat you to death, pick at you, and there's nothing left. They'll pick out your eyes until there's nothing left of your face. And they had to sit there and take it with their neck locked into a glass enclosure while they were picked at to death. And their body was paralyzed. Can you believe anybody could do that to a dog? And if they do, you know what I call them? Mengele. Hitler. Why isn't Fauci in handcuffs? Why is he on trial for torture of people and animals for the rest of his life? Horrible human being. Evil. Evil Fauci. And in the 1980s, he did AIDS research where children died. They experimented on AIDS orphans, and they died in his care. You don't think he's evil? You don't think he's a sick man, Fauci? Wow, what is he doing in a position of trust in the United States? Why would Trump believe a word that comes out of his mouth on this topic when Fauci lied on every other topic? It's actually a combination. Everything he ever talked about, he's either wrong about, lied about, or made a fool of himself. Nothing he ever said was right. The question is how much it was purposely wrong and how much is wrong because he's dumb. And you go, dumb, Wayne? How can he be dumb? He's a doctor. He's an MD. He's a scientist. Most important one in America. Oh, it's easy to be dumb. Believe me. I went to Columbia. My daughter went to Harvard. And I met so many dumb people who were book smart but didn't have any common sense at all these Ivy League schools. That describes most of them. Most of the elitists are book smart, straight A's on exams, but when it comes to common sense, dumb as a doorknob. and elitist, spoiled brat, lucky sperm club SOBs. And I don't mean sons of butchers. They're just lucky they were born rich and had everything in life on a silver platter. And they really did have white privilege. And so they're so guilty about it, it's all they think about. It's all they talk about. Everything's about white privilege. Everything's about taking the white man down, and they're white. They're all self-hating, elitist, communist scum that come from these Ivy League schools. And if I was not from an Ivy League school, my daughter didn't go to Harvard and graduate at top for class, you'd say Wayne Root is just bitter because he couldn't get in those schools. No, Wayne Root was accepted at Columbia University, graduated valedictorian in my class, got into Columbia, mostly A's at Columbia, other than one D in Italian. Stupidest course I've ever taken in my life. Every person in the entire room took it because they were Italian and spoke Italian at home, and they took beginner's Italian, so it was automatic A on their report card at Columbia. And gave them a leg up trying to get into law school or medical school with an A. And dumb me, I take beginner's Italian because you have to take a language. So I chose Italian. I was dating an Italian girl whose parents spoke Italian. I thought it was pretty cool at the time. Why not? Let's take it. I get there, everyone in the class speaks fluent Italian in the beginning Italian class. I'm learning how to pronounce one letter. They're talking to each other in Italian. What chance did I have? And then the professor, who was effeminate gay, finds out I'm a big Republican conservative. And from that point on, it was hatred. And he told me how lucky I was. He didn't give me an F. That was my D. Other than that, the lowest grade I ever got in Columbia, I believe, was a B in 4 years. One B, a couple, I think I had a B minus once, and one B, and a bunch of B pluses, and everything else was straight A's. So I'm not jealous of anything. I'm basically a straight A Dean's List student at Columbia University who could have gone to an Ivy League law school, but realized lawyers are scum of the earth, and I wanted to be a businessman. But the people I went to school with, commie scum.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. It can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs for the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide provide support and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. The Root's on fire. Welcome to the Root Dome, the house the Root built. I'm your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. And this show is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Sponsor of this show, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate, which reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. He's got a new product called Z-Stack, and has all the important ingredients in one bottle to boost your immune system. It's an immune formula developed by this board-certified physician in New York, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. And his new product, Z-Stack, has zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D all in one capsule, just two capsules a day, will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It's a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs. All built around zinc, by the way, one of the most well-known immune support ingredients. Z-Pak is GMP certified and made in the USA. That's right, made in the USA. Go to rootforamerica.com. Just go to my website, rootforamerica.com. Click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. So you don't go to Z-Stack, you go to Root for America, and you click near the top. You'll see a giant ad for Z-Stack. You click on it, and then you go there. Make it easy, because I know you're driving. It's hard to remember all these numbers and all these addresses and all these websites and all these names, and I just make it easy for you. So, by the way, just so you have my prediction, I believe that this kid, Kyle Rittenhouse, will get off. You know, if he's convicted of anything, it'll be some tiny lesser charge, but there will be no. The prosecutors have so bungled this case. This kid so clearly did nothing wrong. This poor kid, his entire life is ruined. He's been turned upside down. When he gets out, he'll need bodyguards the rest of his life. Someone's going to try and murder him. BLM, Antifa. He did nothing wrong. He went to try and defend business owners in a burning city, and he was attacked, and he self-defended himself, and he shot him. This kid did nothing wrong. But these prosecutors are so bad. You know, it's what I keep saying, that it's just hard to understand. When you see a guy with a military uniform, you see a guy with a police uniform, you see a badge, you just think they're all conservatives. But behind that badge nowadays, a lot of military leaders and a lot of police leaders, police captains, police chiefs, a lot of them are liberals. They wear the uniform, but they're woke liberals. And the prosecutor in this Rittenhouse case, Prosecutor Thomas Binger, attacks Kyle Rittenhouse for getting choked up while testifying, as if there's something wrong with crying while you're testifying because your life's been ruined. It was a one-in-a-million moment, and it happened, and you shot people in self-defense, and you should cry on trial for murder. And the prosecutor praises the rioters. He says that crowd was full of heroes. Prosecutor Thomas Binger said this. He praised the mob of Black Lives Matter rioters who chased Kyle Rittenhouse through the streets of Kenosha. The crowd was right, he said, and that crowd was full of heroes. What? The mob had a right to chase him. He also said the guy lost his right to self-defense the moment he bought that gun. What? See, this is what I mean by white liberal communist losers. This prosecutor is clearly a communist. Clearly evil, evil man who thinks that once you buy a gun, you have no right to ever use it. You've lost your right to defend yourself. You've lost your right to say that you're under attack because you owned a gun. In America, it's legal to own a gun. It's in the United States Constitution. Doesn't make you a bad person. Doesn't make you guilty of murder for shooting someone in self-defense. This guy praises the mob of Black Lives Matter rioters who chased Kyle Rittenhouse through the streets. The crowd was right, and that crowd was full of heroes. What an unusual argument. The mob had a right to chase him. And he had no right to defend himself. Though all three of the alleged victims were chasing Rittenhouse at the time, Binger portrayed them as concerned as citizens trying to stop an active shooter. And the guy who he shot, convicted child rapist Joseph Rosenbaum. Convicted child rapist. He argued Rosenbaum was to blame for choosing to flee. Rittenhouse was to blame for choosing to flee Rosenbaum into a group of parked cars rather than an open field. He callously ignored Rosenbaum's plight as he fled the crowd after the first shooting. He did nothing to demonstrate to the crowd that he isn't a threat to kill again. He should have fired warning shots. Really? The crowd had a right to stop another shooting and the right to chase Rittenhouse. Really, remember the guy in St. Louis fired warning shots? And they prosecuted him even though he legally owned his guns? Defending his home? The prosecutors are liberal scum.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden signed into law a roughly $1 trillion infrastructure bill meant to repair the nation's aging roads and bridges, upgrade the electrical grid, and expand access to broadband internet. The defense is giving its closing arguments in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Attorney Mark Richards saying the prosecution's case has blown up and his client is innocent.
This case is not a game. It is my client's life.
Richard says the two people Rittenhouse shot and killed were aggressive and his client only came to Kenosha last year to help people protect businesses. He's accused of killing two riders and injuring another rider in what he calls self-defense. He faces reckless and intentional homicide charges and could spend the rest of his life in prison if convicted. USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Brought
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right. Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. It is so nice to have my voice back. It's so nice to hear the music and start talking and not feel like I have to push my voice so hard. Comes out nicely. It was just a rough week with my voice, man, because I talk too much, what it comes down to. You know, it's been 6 weeks of book tour all day doing interviews, promoting my book, The Great Patriot Protest, the Boycott Book, and then doing business and having a million business calls, and then doing my three-hour show. And it just, my voice just finally gave out. Patriot VPN is a sponsor of this show. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Cyber criminals, government, even your own ISP, internet service provider, they all collect and use your private information and track your history, where you go online without your knowledge. And so it's all happening every day. They're selling you out, and they're tracking you, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business, personal, or family, three different plans to meet your needs. Starting at only $6.95 a month, use the code WAR, get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. We've got our guest here, Tom Mullen, who is a podcast host and a best-selling conservative author. His new book is An Anti-State Christmas. We welcome him to the show because, Tom, welcome. This is Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Wayne? Long time.
Yes. Now, I am the Jew who loves Christmas, okay? So as soon as I saw your article, I said we got to get him on the show because I want to talk about how government is trying to ruin or crack down or even destroy and remove Christmas. I'm a Jew who always loved Christmas, wanted a Christmas tree in my house from the first day that I could possibly, you know, think of something like that. Told my parents, and of course, being Jewish, they were like horrified. Oh, my God, our son wants a Christmas tree. Why? You can't have a Christmas tree. And I fought with them every year like cats and dogs till I got out of the house in my first apartment, and the first minute of my first apartment, it was December, and I got a beautiful Christmas tree, and I was the happiest guy in the world, and I've had nothing but Christmas trees ever since. I love Christmas. So, Tom, why is government cracking down on Christmas, and what are they doing exactly?
Well, you know, the left side of the political spectrum has always had an animosity towards religion. I mean, it's, you know, even before Karl Marx, they've going back to the French Revolution. So they've usually tried to secularize it or in one way or another, scrub it clean of anything that to do with Christianity. But now they have, you know, an even better card to play. They can just shut it down completely for who they perceive to be their political enemies. You know, erroneously thinking, I might add, that the only people who oppose these vaccine passports are Trump supporters. That's not at all true, but that's what they think. And of course, in their bubble, this is a big win for them.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that you're right about the fact that I've known, you know, for every liberal I've known in my life, almost all of them are atheists. They certainly have no love for God, and they don't go to church on a Sunday, and they definitely are primarily atheists, but they now do have a state religion, and they do love their religion and their God, and the God is the vaccine mandates and the vaccine passports. That's the religion of liberals now.
Yeah, and it's more like a cult. It's, you know, I hate to compare it to a religion like Judaism or Christianity it's more like a Jim Jones kind of thing, because the facts don't back any of this stuff. When you look at, you know, the data, it's very dubious that this is going to positively affect COVID outcomes. But, of course, you know, the facts don't matter anymore. And, you know, you're right. It is. It's like a crazy religion. It's more like snake charming than it is, you know, one of the major religions.
Exactly. Or Scientology. Some strange stuff going on here. These people are like idolizing idols, you know, and it's not God. It's a needle. Their God is a needle. It's very strange. So how should Christians react to government trying to hurt in any way it can Christmas and the most religious Christian holiday of the year? What do you think Christians ought to be doing in response to this?
Well, you know, I'm no theologian, but according to the state of New York, for whatever that's worth, I've mastered the art of reading and interpreting literature. I mean, the Jesus we find in the New Testament is constantly flouting useless or counterproductive regulations. You know, when the Pharisees are, you know, like the Jewish government at the time, are out to get him. You know, they try to cross him up by saying, "Oh, you're going to heal this guy who had a withered hand or whatever on the Sabbath, you know, that's a sin." And, you know, he says, no, it's all right to do good on the Sabbath. And, you know, there's just a bunch of examples of incidents just like that where he's saying, look, you know, my ministry is about saving people's souls, teaching them to be good people, forgive your enemies, and do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I don't want to hear about all these dumb rules that really don't help anybody. So, I mean, there's a lot of that in the New Testament. And Christians, you know, everybody's got to make their own decision as far as getting vaccines, but being forced and the rest of these mandates for lockdowns and social distancing. I think
and masks.
Doesn't support that.
And yeah, masks. That doesn't support that either. But what is your new book, An Anti-State Christmas? What is the meat of the book, Tom? What is it about?
Well, it's about some of what I just talked about. I mean, first of all, Jesus has nothing good to say about the governments. He doesn't rail against the Romans as much as he does his own government. And, you know, we have a pope that believes that capitalism is bad. Well, you know, I don't know what Bible he's reading either, because the heroes in most of Jesus's parables are capitalists. I mean, the one parable about the three servants who each get a different amount of gold, the guy who doesn't invest the money is punished because he is
right.
Not a capitalist.
I love that parable,
and,
by the way. Love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And, Jesus makes a big deal, a hero out of the guy who invested the money and made something of it. That was the good one. Instead of hiding it or using it on something stupid, the guy invested it. That was the guy that Jesus said was the good guy, if my memory serves me. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right. And then there's the parable of the vineyard where, the capitalist provides a vineyard and rents it out to people who are going to use it. And they kill his son and try to steal his land. I mean, they're the Bolsheviks in that story. And the owner finally comes and kicks them out. Again, not to take it too far, these parables all have a spiritual lesson, and he's using these things as symbols. But these are not the literary tools that, you know, a socialist would use if they were trying to get a point across. Jesus is obviously not anti-capitalist. And if anything, you've got to think of him as pro-capitalist. So, that's some of what's in the book, and there's other things too. There's a lot of lighthearted stuff, you know, like about Old Man Potter being the real hero of It's a Wonderful Life and things like that. So, something for everybody in there.
Yeah, I laugh when I hear how leftist the Pope is, whether you want to call him communist or socialist or Marxist. The Pope is so left-wing, but he's a total hypocrite, because the entire point, unfortunately, sadly, of the Vatican is to get money, money, money. It's all about money. They took money from the mob. They've had the mob's money they were managing. They've had scandal after scandal involving mob money. And not only that, but again, every religion pays no taxes. They figured it out so that when you give them a check, there's no taxes on it. So who are they to act liberal and money's not important? They don't even pay tax. They could make $100 million a week and they wouldn't pay a dollar in taxes anywhere in the world. No one asked the church to pay taxes. So it's kind of funny. I fight for lower taxes and they say, oh, that's bad. That's money grubbing. But when the church pays no taxes and pays no property tax on churches, there's no property tax. I don't know about in other countries, but in America, not only does the church pay no tax on the money that comes in, but no church or religious institution pays property taxes on their property. So their whole life is tax-free. Well, how easy it is for them to be anti-capitalism when their whole life is about making money and paying no taxes on it. Isn't that kind of hypocritical, Tom?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's in the liberal handbook, right? I can fly a jet to a private jet to a climate change conference, but
right.
you ought to not even have a car. You should be on the bus. So, you know, it's so transparent, and it's become almost funny because now with all these crazy mandates and we catch a liberal politician just about every week violating their own
right.
rules.
No masks on. None of them have masks
yeah.
on. The minute the cameras are turned off, they take their masks off. It's really, it's sick. It's sick, and at the same time, it's a little funny, but it's just absurd, and it's hypocritical, and it's just wrong. But here's the key to me. Jesus was not obedient in the face of government oppression. Jesus didn't turn the other cheek. Jesus fought back. We've got to fight back.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's to me, is the world's greatest libertarian. He gets in front of Pilate. Pilate asks him questions, and he basically tells him, you know, go pound sand. I'm not answering anything. And what happens? He gets acquitted. And then the mob, like, kind of overcomes the verdict. And, you know, that's a timely subject for right now as well.
Yeah, with Rittenhouse, exactly, with Kyle Rittenhouse. All right, Tom Mullen, his podcast, a podcast host, best-selling conservative author, new book, The Anti-State Christmas. Anti-State Christmas, Tom. Merry Christmas to liberals, I say. Bah humbug. Thank you, Tom.
Same to you, Wayne. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Way down the route, the warrior, USA Radio Network, coast to coast, raw and unfiltered. Coming up next, I'll tell you about a Texas House Democrat who switches to the GOP and says, many of us are waking up. Lots of Democrats are switching to the GOP. They don't even understand the damage Biden and company have done to the brand of the Democrat Party. It is a sinking ship. It is the Hindenburg. It is the Poseidon Adventure. Democrats are the Titanic. They're turning the whole country Republican red. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at by 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. What do I keep telling you about the vaccine? I don't mean to keep saying I told you so. Public Health Scotland shows that 89% of COVID deaths over the past month occurred in the fully vaccinated. A whopping 89% of COVID deaths were actually not only double vaccinated people, but a lot of them might very well have been vaccine-caused deaths. The same data shows 77% of the hospitalizations and 65% of the cases where a person tested positive occurred in people who took the jab. So here, we're not even talking about all the people that are sick from the vaccine. All we're talking about is the people who have COVID and are dying or hospitalized or getting COVID, and they've been vaccinated. Back in September, it was reported 80% of all COVID deaths in Scotland were fully vaccinated deaths. Public Health Scotland publishes a weekly report containing this data. It calls it the COVID-19 Statistical Report. The latest edition confirmed things are going from bad to worse as far as who is getting sick, the fully vaccinated, and who's not getting sick, the unvaccinated. Table 18 of the November 10th edition confirmed the majority of COVID cases during the week beginning October 30th were people who took the jabs as directed by the government. And the number of cases among the unvaccinated is declining, while the number of cases among the vaccinated, and especially the fully vaccinated, is accelerating dramatically. Non-vaccinated population, 25,000 cases, down 438 compared to last week. partially vaccinated, 4,000 cases, up 368 compared to the previous week, and fully vaccinated, meaning two jabs or more, 43,000 COVID cases, up 2,045 compared to the previous week's data. As bad as it is, it gets even worse when you compare the number of hospitalizations between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Hospitalizations are now occurring exclusively in the fully vaccinated population. And this has been the case since July. And that's when the mass injection campaign started to pick up steam. So there's a total correlation between taking the jab and hospitalization spikes. Hospitals are overflowing all over the world with sick and dying patients who are injected but still got the virus. The death toll among the fully vaccinated is even more shocking. It turns out the unvaccinated are 8 times less likely to die than the fully vaccinated. The fact that the fully vaccinated now account for the majority of COVID cases is extremely concerning. It proves the vaccine doesn't work. So even if you don't believe that people are dying left and right of heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, and immune dysfunction because of the vaccine, even if you don't believe that, which makes you very naive and very wrong, but even if you don't believe that, the vaccine itself does not work. Does not work. This is never even reported by the American media. You have no idea how bad it's going in America. You just don't know. I know because I have so many nurses that are fans who tell me hospital rooms are filled with the sickest people they've ever seen, the most they've ever seen, more than by far even the height of COVID. And they're all people who are double vaxxed and they've got heart problems, autoimmune problems, stroke problems, and blood clots. And a lot of them are young. A lot of them are young. And then in response to that, the more the government sees stats that prove that this vaccine doesn't work, the more they demand you take the vaccine. You know, look at a week ago, the big news story was Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, was unvaccinated. And he got COVID. Oh, my God, he threatened the team. They're all going to go under. Oh, my God, he's not playing. What a selfish man. He's terrible. That was 1 week ago. A week later, he played yesterday. His team won 17-0. He's so weak from COVID, they won 17-0. His stats were fantastic. And the other guy opposite him just got back from injury. Russell Wilson, one of the best 5 quarterbacks in all of football, he was the one who got shut out 17-0. Aaron Rodgers won the game 17-0. The quarterback with COVID came back in a week. He's just fine. You know why? He took ivermectin. You know what Joe Rogan did? He took ivermectin. And Wayne Root has a great story for you, but I'm not going to tell it for about 2 weeks. But in 2 weeks, I'll tell you a great story that's better than Joe Rogan and Aaron Rodgers. Do you realize in the entire England, only 6 healthy children died from COVID in the last year? So why do we ever close schools? Why are we demanding they wear masks all day? And why are we giving kids COVID shots? 6 healthy children died in all of the United Kingdom from COVID last year. 6 kids died from everything. A lot more than that died from car accidents. A lot more than that died from abuse at the hands of bad parents. A lot more than that died of suicide. 6 healthy children died in all of England last year. And I got to tell you, that shouldn't surprise anybody. Because I've told you all along about the study here in the United States by John Hopkins Medical School, the most revered medical school maybe in America, maybe in the world. They studied 48,000 kids who got COVID and found not one died who did not have childhood leukemia. That's the only ones who died. These poor little kids are sick with childhood leukemia in a hospital, and they catch COVID, and their immune system's gone from the chemo and the radiation, and they die. But there's not one kid in America, John Hopkins found, that died of COVID who did not already have childhood cancer. So why would you have to vaccinate kids, mask kids, or lockdown kids, or close schools? This is madness.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As senior choice plans,